She is hard. Her voice screams callous and her touch raw. You think she doesn't care, but she does, and she always has. You mistook her tenacity for bitch. She is quick. She can time travel like you've never seen before. You saw her tomorrow and didn't realize because you were stuck in yesterday. You mistook her forward thinking for Detroit. She is quiet. Her silence scares you because it makes you unsure of yourself. She compels you to swallow and taste your vices. You mistook her composure for judgment. She is vital. Her urgency in this room is undeniable. Your rejection of it only ensures that her visit maintains. You mistook her necessity for oppression. She is unseen. If you had to guess, she would be everywhere and nowhere. Her body is not contained to the visible realm. You mistook her presence for absence. She is radical. Her mind is bottomless, but not like oceans. Bottomless like Black history and Panther bullets. You mistook her revolutionary for hostility. She is secure. Her ego suffocates your inner zealous. You wonder who could be that home. You mistook her confidence for hubris. She is sweet. She is diligent. She is imperfect. She is voice. She is ready. She is now and then. If you asked her why she is always misunderstood, why she is a giver even when we are takers, she would tell you it is because she is a leader.
Oh my God. Is my audience ready for who I have today as a special guest on OMR, Our Mirrors Reflections? We have Shauna Neely. Before you guys get all excited, let me run down the bio, okay? Shauna Neely is a jewelry designer who lives and works in New York City area, Poppin, New York. She is a self-taught artist who has chosen the medium of precious metals to express herself. She has been fusing wire into organic shapes since 2000. 20 years.
Yes.
20 years of service. When she discovered her hidden talent while studying fashion merchandising and design at the Academy of Art College in San Francisco, West Coast, okay?
Yes.
She then came back, got a modeling competition. She won a modeling competition at the Academy and moved to New York City to model. Shauna enjoyed a successful modeling career working with designers like Michael Kors, Richard Tyler, Liz Claiborne, and Cyril. After her modeling career, she began making jewelry again and quickly began a successful business with some amazing women who has worn her fine jewelry like Beyonce, Alicia Keys, Eve Star Jones, all the Black queens, okay? Welcome to Our Mirrors Reflections, Shauna Neely. I am so excited to have you today.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having me, Andrea. It is such a pleasure to be here to chat with you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I appreciate you.
It's an honor. I want my listeners listening. You are a mom, you are a wife, which are two of the hardest jobs I feel anyone could have. And then add on top of that, a boss lady, an entrepreneur. I want you to kind of take us to the beginning. Before we dive into our new normal, I want you to take us to the beginning on how this really started for you.
Yes. Well, let me correct you. I'm an ex-wife. Okay. I was married to my daughter's father, but we
ex-wife,
are great.
Ex-wife, no matter. You was a wife.
Exactly. We are great co-parents. So I'll take you from the beginning. As you said, I'm from San Francisco, from the Bay Area. Mm-hmm. I always have loved fashion and accessories. Interesting story. When I was younger, whatever movie I would see, whatever accessories were in there, I would always leave that film and try to go and create whatever earring or necklace it was. And this was like, I'm talking like I was like 9 or 10 years old. And so that was really my calling and my passion calling me at a very early age, and I didn't realize it. And so my grandmother was also a seamstress. She sewed all her clothes, and then the scraps, she would make my clothes. So I'm saying all that to say it's in my DNA to create. And creating for me is like the air that I breathe. If I wasn't able to create and to make a living from it, I don't know where I would be. Mm-hmm. I feel very grateful and fortunate to have this talent. But when I really realized I could do it, was when I was studying at the Academy of Art College. I wanted to design clothes, but I realized I couldn't sketch. Everyone at the Academy of Art College, they were great sketchers. They would start sketching out of nowhere. And I was like, whoa, this may not be for me. Right. But I knew that I was good with my hands. And so I took a jewelry making class. And before I knew it, I was making jewelry. But then I won the modeling competition. It afforded me a great career in modeling when I first moved here. And then after modeling dwindled down, I was pregnant with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I was taking acting classes because that's the natural progression, right, model to actress. Mm-hmm. And so I was taking this acting class and there was this girl in there selling just simple beaded necklaces. And I was like, I could do that. Right. But really, to be honest, mm-hmm, I was like really scared that the modeling career didn't turn me into Naomi Campbell. And I was like, well, what am I going to do? Right. And I literally prayed every night for a mm-hmm career. I mean, I know it sounds cheesy, but I got down on my knees every night. Lord, guide me. Show me what it is I'm supposed to do. I'm scared. I don't know. Right. And I knew that was okay to not know. And right, before I knew it, when I started to design the jewelry and sell it, right, I set a goal for myself. I said, I want, at the time, Eve and Foxy Brown, they were all hot. Alicia Keys, Beyonce, they're all still hot. Right. I said, I want those girls wearing my jewelry. Right. And before I knew it, Andrea, like clockwork, I had my girlfriend worked at Essence, Nana. They were doing a photo shoot for Beyonce. She called me up. We need jewelry. Beyonce's doing a cover shoot for Essence in Amsterdam. Sent her some jewelry. Boom, Beyonce has it. Wow. Then I had a girlfriend who's married to Mike Tyson. Kiki Tyson was going on the Oprah Winfrey show. Right. She gave a pair of earrings to Oprah Winfrey for me because her husband was on the show.
Right.
And then my great friend of mine, Wari Weiss, who's a great fashion stylist in New York. Right. He was styling Alicia Keys at the time. He was like, give me some jewelry. So it was Alicia Keys, Beyonce, Oprah. It just happened. But I didn't realize the power of manifesting things and speaking things into existence. I just knew that I wanted it. Mm-hmm. And it happened like that. And also being a model afforded me very special relationships and a network that allowed me to connect those dots quite easily.
You know, when you think about coming from a career like modeling and then having to become an entrepreneur, mm-hmm, that had to be a very interesting transition for you, because it's literally, you know, getting contracts, you know, people throwing checks at you and saying, here, this is where you got to be. This is who you're who's designing you. This is where you have to fly, to actually reporting to yourself, right, and holding yourself accountable. And I got to tell you, I am only a year and a half into being an entrepreneur. I'm struggling on a major way because it is not easy.
It's not easy. And people think that it's easy and it's not. And they see the glitz and the glam, but they don't realize that when you're an entrepreneur, you are everything. Right. You are shipping and receiving. You are accounts. You are accounting. You are customer service. You are every single thing. But for me, modeling was great. I really enjoyed it. I got to meet a lot of people. It was great. But for me, it wasn't a creative enough expression. I knew it was mostly, how do you look? Do you look good in the clothes? Okay, next. They didn't want to know anything else about Shauna. Mm-hmm. They didn't know that I could design jewelry. They didn't know that, you know, I had all these other hidden talents. And to be honest, I didn't know I had it either, you know, until I'm the classic example of jumping off of a cliff and building your wings on the way down. And if you are, and I'm also a firm believer in passion being a navigation system that will never fail you. And if you are courageous enough to jump off of that cliff and know that your wings will be built on passion and hard work, you will soar. And it took me a while to realize that. And I didn't even realize I was in it and had manifested it, because you're going through day to day living in New York, and New York is, you know, a lot. New York is heavy to live in. And, you know, I did it and I'm still doing it. And let me tell you something, I am still learning. And I love that about myself. Mm-hmm. And I love that I can admit that, you know, and I want to say this, I'm proud of me.
You should,
because I'm crushing it. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And that is not to sound cocky.
Right.
That is just a self-fulfilling confidence that I'm going to give myself because I earned it, you know, and it feels amazing. It's hard to be an entrepreneur, but I don't answer to anyone. Mm-hmm. I work my butt off, and I'm getting to a point now where I actually have to build a solid team. And that's exciting and scary at the same time.
Let me ask you, you know, let passion be your navigation. That is a t-shirt. It's a quote. That to me, listeners, did you hear that? That belongs to Shauna Neely. Let passion be your navigational
system that will never fail you. And a lot of people, God has given us all something that we're really good at, a talent, a passion. But not everybody is courageous enough to follow it. And if you are courageous enough to follow and trust in God, let me tell you something. There is, and it sounds so cheesy, but there is nothing that you cannot do. It's nothing that you can, and it feels so rewarding to be able to do it, to be able to say that, especially in a pandemic. And let me tell you something, Andrea, I have never made this much money as a jewelry designer, as an entrepreneur until the pandemic hit. And I attribute that to number one, God, but also people being at home and seeing you still hustle and push through. And I'm also a self-proclaimed chef. Okay.
That's a whole nother conversation that we got to get to in the latter part of this show.
Okay. Because
I need women to, first of all, I just want you guys all to see, I am wearing my nameplate. I had, this is all Shauna Neely. Okay. 14 carat gold. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want you to understand your energy. Never even met you face to face. I had first met you on Facebook, and then a mutual friend of mine, Lisa Bonner. First podcast. I owe her everything and will always ride for her. And then Victoria Vicky.
Yes.
We love dearly. Spoke so highly of you. But Lisa is the one that made the connection.
I love Lisa.
She is the truth. And she's very talented. That's what Lisa said. And then I reached out, I saw your work, and I was like, this woman is really out here working. And she's working even harder at a time where the entire world is falling apart. I'm going to be very honest with you. When this COVID-19 happened, Sean, I broke down. I had lost a lot of money investing in my business. And I was very depressed and very down on myself. I'm going to tell you, it's women like you that I was watching that lifted my spirit and told me to keep my head up. I got 1,000% because it was a hard time. I just need you to explain to people, what were some of the things you had to do to endure this? Because I am sure anyone that owns a business and that's an entrepreneur had to been worried when this first tell me, please.
Okay. So first of all, I want to say this. And again, this might sound cheesy as well. I felt nervous and I felt sad of all the love of all the lives lost and the pandemic and, you know, just, you know, being reminded that life is so precious and life is so short and watching the news. And it was really sad, but I never felt like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Because I have such a strong belief in God and myself, that I can't go down the rabbit hole of thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? I just don't entertain it. I actually had to stop watching the news because I was inundated by all this sadness and dark time. And I was like, you know what? We can't go to the restaurants. I'm going to make it fly in my house. Under pressure, I do not fold. I focus. I really focused and I was hyper-focused on before the pandemic even hit. I had prayed, Lord, give me the work ethic and give me the drive and the strength. This was maybe a year and a half ago to really be the businesswoman that I want to be. I hadn't stepped up to the plate. I didn't even have my website up. I finally got my website up. That was a huge game changer. But I just looked at the fact that I had my life and I knew I had a daughter to take care of. And I knew I had a business, which is also my baby. And I knew I had to show up for Shauna Neely. That was the real game changer. Like, you're going to show what you're not going to do is fold. You're going to focus and you're going to be a beam of light for your daughter because she's always watching me. And I have to be reminded of that. I have a lot of people that look up to me. I have a lot of girlfriends. They have kids. I have a really good support system. And we are all powerful and we look to the brightest. That is just how we roll. That is the biggest power move you can ever do, is believe in yourself. And what that belief in yourself and the confidence that you get from that is unparalleled to me. And I pivoted and I got my stuff together in a way that I'm so proud of me. And I'm only going to go up from here.
I mean, listen, how could you not be inspired by a story like this? I mean, and a lot of people were second guessing themselves. Am I moving the right way? Am I doing the right thing? Should I hold on to this money? Should I invest in my business? You said, I trust in the faith that I have.
Yes.
I trust in the work that I do. And I know what my purpose is.
And guess what? Let me tell you something. When you work for your, I have to create my check every day. Okay. I have to do it every day. Some people know where their check is coming from. I have to create it every day. I work on Sunday. I work every day. It doesn't matter. But when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. At the end of the day, I know I can smile and say, I worked my butt off and I didn't answer to anyone but myself and to God. And I'm the only person that you should ever try to compare yourself to is who you were the day before. That's it. There is no competition. I'm not in competition with anyone. And my very best days are ahead of me. Okay. And I know that I'm going to win. And I'm not talking about being super rich. I'm talking about a happiness that nobody can give me but me. And I know all of this sounds cheesy, but I am my biggest cheerleader. You hear me? There is nothing. It is very hard to get me in a bad mood. You can cut me off as I'm driving in the crazy streets of New York City. You can try me at Target for me to want to ask for the manager. By the end of that scenario, me and you going to be homegirls or homeboys, because I am disarming. I'm going to disarm you with my kindness, because that's what I have to give. And that right there is the inner peace. Nobody could take that from you. And everybody should own that. That right there gives me so much confidence and so much fuel to do everything that I want to do. And I'm a woman of a certain age. I'm not going to say how old I am, but I'm a woman of a certain age. But let me tell you something. I am just getting started.
Just getting started. You know, this is what I find, you know, a lot of people struggled with was confidence, reflection in the mirror. And a lot of people could have been entrepreneurs, could have been stars, could have been whatever that they chose to be, had they had the confidence and belief in themselves that they are capable to reach whatever mountain they want to be.
So
to see that you have that, I know this is something your daughter has grown up seeing from you, period, right?
Yes.
What would you tell the entrepreneurs out there that wants to become an entrepreneur like you, wants to be successful? What tips could you give them so that they can get on the road toward a profitable business?
Okay, so I think that's a really great question. And people ask me that all the time. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that I tell them is, the fact that you're even asking me means that you don't have the confidence to do it. I'm a self-taught jewelry designer out of thin air, out of no training. And I did it because I had a passion. I'm going to go back to passion being a navigation. If you are passionate enough about it and you are courageous enough, a lot of people hold themselves back because of self-doubt and they feel like they can't do it. Just do it. The second that we ask God and the universe for something, the answer is immediately yes. What happens is we start to doubt. And what if I fail? God steps out of the way and says, okay, you're not even ready. You don't think that I could do this? The world right now is spinning and we can't even feel it. The sun is going to come up tomorrow and the daylight is going to come. And God did that. If you don't believe that he can make your dreams happen, you're not ready. And so you stay in a holding pattern. I would say to any person that is interested in starting a business to be profitable, bank on yourself. And you know, for me, I had no fear of jumping off of a cliff and building my wings on the way down. I don't have fear. Oh my God, hold on. I just keep going. Every day I keep going. Some days I might feel it on, but you know what? I instantly, the second you get that thought of doubt, switch it into a positive thought and just go for it. Take a list and mark something off every single day and be proud of yourself. And don't look at the things that are negative that can stop you, because that means you're stopping yourself right there. Just do it. You remember that Michael Jordan commercial for Nike? And showed him as a little boy and he was trying all these different sports. And then at the end, he's flying through the sky to slam dunk the bat. And then it was just do it.
Yes.
That's it. You just got to do it. Everything else will happen for you. Just be courageous enough to follow your dreams.
Is there anything wrong with not being an entrepreneur? I mean, I'm coming from a corporate world for the last 20 something years. I have been around only women that are entrepreneurs. When I say only, like my closest tribe, my closest friends are entrepreneurs. I was kind of like the only one that wasn't. And I felt, I felt pressured, but I felt like I was passionate about coaching, passionate about sharing my story and helping women, you know, say, this happened to me, and I could actually say it with my mouth. But did that necessarily mean that I need to be an entrepreneur?
No, I think that entrepreneurship is not for everyone. I look at women that have corporate jobs and they know where I'm in awe of you. You know, I look at you and I think, wow. They have it together. It's not for everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to have it's great to have a 9-to-5 job with benefits and a 401k and a retirement plan. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Do what works for you. Mm-hmm. And I admire women that have their own career, whether it's in corporate America and you're punching a clock from 9-to-5. Girl, you got a check, a consistent check coming in. Mm-hmm. So I go a couple of days without sales. I mean, it hasn't been like that for a while, but there would be weeks when I wouldn't go without a sale, you know, but you have a check coming. So no, that's fine. If you feel like you want to do something entrepreneurial, like you did, you started your, go for it. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. The world needs it, you know?
You know, I saw you during the pandemic, Shauna. Not only a businesswoman and a mom, but a woman who really is a chef. And you did not go, from what I know, and maybe I'm wrong, to culinary school. Am I correct?
No, I did not. I did not.
Who the hell taught you not only how to throw down like that or cook that way, but your presentation? It's like, girl, you are at the Four Seasons. You need to talk about this.
Listen, let me tell you something. So I come from a family of cooks. We all cook in my family. The men, the women, we throw down. Mm-hmm. And my mother was always cooking and entertaining, mm-hmm. always. And she made sure I was right by her side. Mm-hmm. And at first, I had no interest in it. Like right now, my daughter has no interest in it. When I got in my 20s and when I first got married, I wanted to really, and I was right there next to her. Mm-hmm. And she would show me how to cook things. And so it's in me, it's in my DNA to cook. I always have loved to cook, but the pandemic, mm-hmm. when the restaurants closed, mm-hmm. instead of me being sad and ordering, that's when the real pivot happened for me. I started to cook, Andrea, mm-hmm. like you would go slap your grandmother's grandmother. Like, I'm going to brag on that. These are bragging rights right here. My food might look good on Instagram to everyone that's following me and they see all these meals. Let me tell you something, it tastes better than it looks. Okay. I put my whole toe, my big toe, my foot, everything in it. And I never measure anything. It's again, when you know, let's start here. I'm a foodie, honey. Yes. I love food. I love shopping for food. I love picking it out. Mm-hmm. I love cooking it. I love cutting it up. I love making it look pretty. And I love to eat it. Okay. So a lot of it comes from me being a foodie and greedy and loving to cook. And I have flipped it. And now people are like, can I hire you to cook for me? And one of my dear friends is turning.
Hire you for dinner for their wives.
Yes. So let me tell you what I did. So one of my best friends, Joy Wine, is her husband, called me up. She was turning 50. Uh-huh. She's going to hate that I said that. And he was like, listen, I've been seeing you chefing it up. And I want you to come to the house and I want you to surprise Joy and cook a meal. And I was like, no problem. But in addition to that, I'm also into interior design. We can talk about that later. But I flipped the whole house I put white candles everywhere. I set the table. I did a beautiful tablescape. I ordered a beautiful balloon bouquet, champagne on ice. I'm not just talking about candles in the house, little scented candles in the bathroom with fresh white flowers all over the house. I have pictures that I'll show you. And ordered the beautiful cake, put fresh orchids in her favorite lychee martini. I cooked a 5-course meal. I printed out the menus at Staples, honey. It was not a game. Oh. And I loved it. I loved it. None of it felt like work. Even though I was tired at the end of that day, I looked back at what I did and I was like, you did that. And I was excited the whole time. And I'm like, wait a minute. If I can do this and I can get paid to do what I love, why wouldn't I do it? Why wouldn't I knock it off? I need 5 versions of myself. Okay. Because the book, and that's another thing that's coming. I'm working on a very special product. Oh, and program and business that is going to blow everybody's wig back. And I cannot wait. You're going to have me back on when this launches. And it's coming real soon.
I cannot
wait to launch this. Okay.
Shauna, I got to tell you, just the way you from start to finish, from prepping the food to seasoning the food to putting it in the pot to turn it around and then plating it and then what to put with your protein. It's all thought out of. And what I got to tell you from watching it, it's effortless for you.
Oh no, it is. It is. Effortless. It's no joke. Everybody's like, well, who was over and what were you doing? Taco Tuesday.
I cook this every day.
So I got to eat. This is what we do. I love pretty things. I always have. Mm-hmm. And I love to make it look good. And why not? Listen, the restaurants are closed. And even if they weren't, my food most of the time, what's better than a home cooked meal made with pure love? Nothing. Nothing. And I love to do it. It'd be the only part that I don't like about it is cleaning up. And so the fact that I'm a cook means that everybody else got to clean up, not me.
That's right.
So, we've got
households where you can't be the chef and then clean up.
Right, right. So I have my daughter clean up or whoever's here, they'll help me clean up. But I love to cook and I can't wait to cook for you. I cannot wait. We got to do another podcast video when we're cooking together. Because you'll be throwing down too. Don't even try it. I see you throwing down in the kitchen, listen, honey.
Yeah, my presentation ain't nothing like Shauna Neely's. But let me tell you,
I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how to do it, but we should do something cooking together because it's just food always brings everybody together. Mm-hmm. Right. And if it's good food and good conversation, it's like the next best thing to telling someone you love them is cooking them a nice meal. Right. So I just love it.
Did you think that you cooking what you do every day for your family, you doing that on Instagram at a time like this? Because it lifted a lot of spirit. What made you say, you know what? I do this every day behind the scenes. I'm going to open it up to everyone for everyone to see. Because I got to tell you, it was you. It was many people that were tagging you and saying, oh my God, I'm hungry. Yeah. Oh my God, I was feeling down, but you just lifted my spirits. How did you do this, Shauna, and pull in hundreds of people to see, like, you know what? Yes, we are stuck at home with our families. Yes, we are all trapped. Right. But you know what? I'm going to turn this into a positive.
Absolutely. First of all, I love to go out to eat. Who doesn't love to go out and dine? I love it. And when the restaurants close, and I always cook like this anyway, I was like, you know what? I'm going to make that same experience at home. And why not share it? Mm-hmm. And when I do post my food, everyone wants to see it. And who doesn't love to eat? And I made everyone I feel like that really are close to me, I made them step their game up. Yep. And they're like, girl, if my husband look at your stories one more time, you got me cooking. Listen, why not? You know, not everybody loves to cook. I absolutely love it. If you were having a Super Bowl party and you didn't ask me to fry chicken, it's a problem. Me and you are having a problem. Okay. So I love it. Fried chicken is one of my specialties. I just love to do it and I love to entertain.
I don't know how to make fried chicken.
Oh my God, it's so easy. We got to do a fried cook. We have to do a fried chicken podcast and do it. Yeah. And also, my daughter's a foodie too. It's a podcast. You sure you want to show yourself? Chloe wants to say hi.
Do you want to say hi, Chloe? Funny over there.
She's the, everybody's like, oh, Chloe's the one enjoying all that food. Yes.
And how does she keep that figure?
Right. She has no interest in cooking either. I'm like, Chloe, let me, she's like, nah, I'm okay. She really? Will, but right now, as long as she's a straight A plus student, that's all I care about. I did my job.
That's right.
So back to the cooking. I just love it, Andrea. And it just, it brings me so much joy to cook and to eat and to plate it. It's just such a loving experience for me. And I'm never going to stop doing that.
It's amazing. You talked about you're an amazing jewelry designer. I'm wearing one of your necklaces here. My daughter also has one. You are an amazing chef, an amazing chef. And I'm just trying to figure out, what do you do outside of your jewelry, outside of cooking, which are two major things, which takes up all your time and all your mental space? What do you do for your mental health when you do have days of maybe feeling overworked or having a lot of things to do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I like to work out. Mm-hmm. I like the gym, but I really like being out in nature. Mm-hmm. And there's a wonderful park near where we live, Palisades Interstate Park. And I love to go there and to see nature. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, God is the best artist, and to see the seasons change. And to just, because I do get to a point where I'm like, I have to unplug right now. And I have to just save some time for me. And sometimes that's really talking to my daughter and rebonding with her, checking in with her, seeing how she is, checking in with myself, writing in my journal. I journal a lot. I'm trying to journal more, and talking to God, you know, and, you know, sometimes I have discernment where I can feel something a friend or a relative is going through, and I'll reach out to them. Mm-hmm. And that's a part of my mental health, is checking in with people that I love, you know, and definitely knowing that you have people that check for you too, feeling loved, like really loved, not that fake love, but like that real, like, how you doing? Like every friend that I have, that's a sister friend, they feel like family, or a guy friend, they're like, how are you doing? You know, because I always put on this happy face, right? We always put on this happy face, and Instagram is always so pretty, and you got the filters and everybody, it looks real pretty, but how are you really doing? And for me, you know, I work, and that helps me when I can create a piece of jewelry, something that, you know, that I can create with my hands. And I just want to touch on this a little bit. When you're a jewelry designer, or even when you're cooking, whatever you are making, it tells you what it wants to be made. You're having a whole exchange with the food and the jewelry. When I started designing jewelry with the wire jewelry, I wasn't in the best mental space, mm-hmm. because I was pregnant. My marriage wasn't really in the right place, but I was pregnant, you know, and shortly after I had my daughter and was going through divorce, my mom passed away. That was one of the hardest times in my life. And really what helped my mental health was to create. And I created some of the most beautiful pieces of jewelry and meals when I was going through that, you know, and to so much to the point where I didn't grieve. And I had to check in with the grieving part of Shauna and say, it's okay to grieve and to cry. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sit with it. You just don't live with it. You know what I mean? It's okay to reflect back on it and say, it's really checking in with myself was the biggest game changer. Like, Shauna, how are you doing? I posted something on Instagram the other day that the biggest relationship, the most important relationship that we have is with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And to look in the mirror, mm-hmm. and I'm quoting or paraphrasing what this guy said. He said, to look in the mirror without, you know, vanity, and look past that and say, I love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of you. It's not a lot of people can really say that. And when we can check in with ourselves and, you know, without all the makeup, without all the fluff, and be like, wow, the things that you've overcome, the where you are, where you used to be. I look at myself where I was even 2 months ago to now. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of myself. Mm-hmm. I can really look at myself and say, Shauna, you got a lot of work to do, but you know what? You've done a lot and you've come a long way, and I'm proud of you and I love you. That's like, a lot of people can't say that and mean it. But to be able to say that is so good for my mental health, because that means that I can make myself happy and I don't have to rely on any outside entity to give that to me. If you can do that for yourself, you are wealthy. If you got $5 in the bank and you can do that, you are wealthy. Do you hear me? And when you get to that place, ain't nothing you can't do. You understand? You can move mountains. The fact that I'm a self-taught jewelry designer out of nowhere, and I know that, and I know that I can also design a fly piece of jewelry for you and then go cook you a bomb meal. You can't tell me nothing. Okay. There is nothing that you can't do. The belief in yourself will save you every single time. And that's just as real as I can say it.
You know, as I hear you talk, I have these moments of stillness because I'm actually accepting everything that you're saying. I'm taking it in through my ears, but I'm allowing those words to go into my mind, and I'm allowing the energy that I'm pulling from you to go through my body.
Yes.
It's so important for us to surround ourselves with people that have a strong sense of self, who they are, their self-worth, right?
Yes.
I'm hearing from you. Even through your deepest, darkest valley, the adversity of the hardship of losing a mom.
Best friend, too.
Yeah, best friend. You know, a breakup of a marriage, which I've been divorced. I know what that's like. It tear you up. And then you still say, I have to acknowledge this pain that I'm feeling, but I can't sit in this pain.
No.
Continue going.
Yeah.
That is important for the listeners to hear.
It's true.
You have to keep going because it's only going to be a hamster wheel if you sit in it.
Yes, exactly. You can't stay stuck there. It doesn't serve anyone. It's okay to feel it. You should absolutely feel it. And you might not be okay in 3 weeks, but it's okay to say, you know what? But I'm still here. Mm-hmm. And there's always something to be grateful for. If you start with just an ounce of gratitude, just a little bit, and you start to think about all the things you're grateful for, if that doesn't put you in a good mood, I mean, I should have been a life coach. I'm not trying to like toot my own horn, but honey, you will call me in the worst mood and leave crying, laughing, because that's, I'm just going to give you that. Cause I know that that's going to, I love to make people feel good. That I'm just, I love to make people feel good. And I do it all the time. And people are like, oh, you gassing him. You know what? He needed it. Yes. You love gassing people. I sure do. What's that going to hurt to be kind and gas somebody up? Why not? They needed it. And sometimes you can feel that energy when somebody needs it, you know, and they're being rude to you, whatever, you know, you just need a little bit of love and I'm going to disarm you because you people look at me and they might, or, you know, they might think, oh, she's a diva. Yeah. I'm a diva. Yes. But in the best sense, I'm a fairy godmother diva. And at the end of the day, I'm going to lead with love and with kindness. And you always, as a woman, especially as a Black woman, you always gotta keep it cute. Yeah. Always. And I'm not talking about the way you look. I'm talking about the way you are towards people, your heart, your kindness. I was in the grocery store parking lot and there was this cart about to go into this Jaguar. Nobody was looking. Mm-hmm. I ran and I got that cart out of the way and I pushed it to the side. I didn't do that because that was my car. I did it because I would have wanted somebody to do that for me. Those are those small, kind gestures when nobody's looking that builds your integrity. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm all about. And God is not finished with me yet.
No,
God is not finished with anyone yet. And as long as you know that you are always a work in progress and you can learn from someone, then you are in a right head space. You are in the perfect space to be. Don't always think you got it figured out. If you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find another room. Okay. You need to find a whole nother room. You should always be looking for things that educate you, whether you're 50, 60, 27, it doesn't matter. Always look for things that are going to elevate you and lift you up. And that's just real.
That is a word.
It's a word, honey.
Word. I got to tell you, this podcast is going to be so uplifting.
I'm so excited about it.
And men, because that 49% of my listeners are men.
Oh.
So I have to tell you, there's a lot of jewels and gems that you left with us this evening that I myself, I'm telling you, I'm absorbing. But I've been absorbing you for a while now because the energy is so clean.
Oh, thank you.
It's so real. You know, you and I go back and forth on Instagram. I'm like, girl, I want some of that food.
I can't wait to cook for you.
What I thought was so amazing, I'm a first-time client of yours.
And yes.
You know how bad I wanted this jewelry from my daughter and I. Yeah. And the fact that you drove from your home, you know, on a holiday to bring this to me and my daughter, it spoke volumes
of
how much you value your customers.
Absolutely.
Customer service is everything.
Everything.
And just the respect that you didn't have to do it. I told you to just put it in the mail and send it to
me.
No. Absolutely not. I'm not going to do that. It just spoke volumes as how you handle business.
Thank you.
I just want you to leave with this, with our listeners. When you are a businesswoman or a businessman, what is the top three things you feel that will make your business or break your business?
For me,
positive and the three on the negative.
So for the three positive for me would be, like you said, customer service. Customer service is so important. Being professional, even in a really sticky situation with a client, being professional, not being confrontational. The customer is always right. That is so true. Mm-hmm. And a top quality product, brand, or service. It has to be top. And you have to keep striving for the best. So the top three, I would say, is customer service. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Your follow through and the way you deal with customers, and the product has to be stellar. It has to be something where I got this from Shauna. You want it to be word of mouth. The three worst things is bad customer service, mm-hmm. a faulty product, mm-hmm. and your follow through. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really a lot of people. Oh, I haven't returned emails in 2 weeks. I wouldn't eat if I didn't return emails. Okay. I'm singing for my soup every single day. And the one thing I pride myself on is when people say, oh my God, you got back to me. Right. You got back to me so quick. I really appreciate it. Well, of course, you were kind enough to give me your money and business during the pandemic, the way the sales were coming through. It's like, of course, I'm going to hit you right back and be right there, because people choose to spend their money with you. You can't play with that. That's a blessing. And when you play with it, you lose it. And so that those would be things I would say.
I think that's great advice. But I got to just tell you, I mean, this is the way the energy has worked. I received something today.
Oh.
So I want all my 10,000 listeners.
Hey. Oh, what is this?
Hold on a second.
Oh, I'm excited.
I want all the listeners watching this podcast tonight.
Oh.
I'm not going to cut myself.
What is that?
I need this in the mail today. And, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I thought, hang on a second. I thought.
That was for me.
I thought it was from you.
No, yours did come. It should have.
Hang on a second. I thought this was it. It's okay. In any event, I got an email that I have another necklace that's coming. Oh,
this one.
Yes.
Blessed.
Look at that necklace. Blessed. Look at that. I ordered that
from 14 karat gold.
I ordered it for myself, and I'll tell you why. Because through every adversity that I faced, at the end of it, I always felt blessed.
That part.
And so for me, it's not only that, you know, Shauna is doing all these amazing jewelry. A lot of her jewelry has meaning to it.
Yes.
And so if you're going to have something around your neck, around your wrist, around your ankle,
mm-hmm.
don't you want it to mean something to you? Fundamental. So that blessed chain and having my name, it means something to me. And I got to tell you, in my 44 years, I don't ever wear jewelry around my neck.
Oh.
This is the
first, I feel privileged.
This is the first piece of jewelry I ever owned.
I love that. Oh, good.
Never anything around my neck.
Wow. Wow. Well, I'm honored that you're wearing mine.
That's how I felt about the energy.
Oh, and you know, all my jewelry is handmade. Mm-hmm. I have a sample maker that hand makes everything. My gold wire collection, which I'm launching next month, is all handmade with love. I do it right from my dining room table and I love it. It's the best time ever spent. And so that just, I'm honored. If you never wear jewelry, you wear mine. Thank you so much.
I just got to tell you, it's been so amazing having you on today.
Oh, thank you.
To a lot of different topics that I think our listeners is really going to be thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of jewels today. I really want people to know where they can find your jewelry, where they can find you.
Mm-hmm.
And can you make jewelry that maybe it wasn't something you thought of, but if someone had an idea?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. Okay. So you can find me if you're on Instagram. I'm on Instagram at Shauna Neely Jewelry. That is my username, Shauna Neely Jewelry, Shauna Neely Jewelry. And you can find my website right there. It's Shauna Neely Jewelry at myshopify.com. Don't quote me, but it is on Instagram. You can just click the link from there. Custom pieces are my favorite thing. I love doing engagement rings and wedding bands, all that. I did LeBron James's wedding band. I did all the jewelry for his wedding. He had a 3-day wedding. I did all the jewelry. His wife, Savannah, commissioned me to do his ring. And then I did all the jewelry for that. So custom pieces are my favorite. If you had a picture, Shauna, I want to do this. I got you. I love doing that. That's my favorite thing to do. So yes, custom pieces, absolutely. Repurposed pieces, I can do all of that. So the answer to that is yes.
Okay. The jewelry that, you know, the wire came off, I threw it in my little thing and left it.
I got you.
So listen, it's been an honor to have you. You're an amazing, amazing spirit. And I got to tell you, I am inspired to keep going. And, you know, my purpose, I'm inspired to keep going in my entrepreneurship, although I find it very hard.
It's so hard. Don't try to be a perfectionist.
Okay.
Sorry, I know we're closing up, but don't try. You should strive to be your best, but there is no perfect. Okay. So if you think it's not perfect enough or you're second guessing, you're overthinking it too much. Just do it. Just do it. God got the rest. It's not up to us to figure out the hows and the whys. Let God do that. Just want it and do your very best. Don't look for perfect. People look for perfection and that's what stops them. Just keep going.
Keep going. I can't even close. I have to let it close with that. No. I have to let it close with that. But Shauna just said, you close this show today.
Oh, thank you.
Close the show today. Thank you so much, Shauna.
Thanks for having me.
Experience. And stay tuned because she's going to be on the show to tell us that big secret that she's holding on to.
Oh, y'all should be so excited, honey. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you.
Thank you for joining our Mirrors Reflections, Shauna Neely.
Thank you.